Okay. So Rabbi Akiva, whose shita we studied in depth last week, but we didn't finish up one important point. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that chayve krisus get malchus, meaning if there was a hasra by the edim, let's say for example Baal Achoso, then he gets malchus if there's hasra for malchus. But if it was a chayve mises bezdin, then even if the edim gave him a hasra for malchus, he doesn't get malchus. And the Gemara offers the following interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. And that is that there's something called a lav shenitan lazharas mises bezdin, meaning if the Torah warns you with an azhara and says don't do this, and then the Torah says if you do this you'll get a capital punishment, then the azhara itself is used up by the mises bezdin, and therefore you can't use that azhara as a warning for malchus. So the Gemara asks, if so, according to Rabbi Akiva, ihachi chayve krisus nami lav shenitan lazharas karesu. I need the lav as an azhara, as a warning for kares. I can't use the azhara, therefore, for malchus. And the Gemara answers, no, chayve krisus lo tzrichi hasra, or the girsa lo tzrichi azhara. In other words, since the punishment here is meted out by the bezin shalmala, by shamayim, therefore there's no need for an azhara. And I can therefore use the azhara directed for malchus. And then the Gemara raises the following question. How do you know that chayvi krisus do not need an azhara? And the Gemara says, from Pesach u'mila, if a person violates one of these two mitzvahs, he doesn't bring the korban Pesach, or he doesn't circumcise himself, then he gets kares. And there's no lav. In fact, these two cases are cases of mitzvahs aseh. So you see that for kares, you don't need a lav. And the Gemara asks, v'dilma azhara l'karban. But maybe I need the azhara to warn a person that if he violates this avera bishogeg, he brings a karban. And I'll prove it to you. Da Pesach u'mila de lespe azhara lo maisi karban. With three lines up before the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. In the case of Pesach u'mila, there is no karban. Which means that if Pesach passes by and he doesn't bring the karban Pesach, then he doesn't have to bring a karban, even though he did so b'shogeg, and even had he done it b'meizid, he'd be chayev kares. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, in those cases, Lav Hainu Tam have a different reason why he's not chayev a karban, and that is Mishum de Iskash Kolator Kula Lavodah Zara, Lavodah Kochavim. The paradigm of a chayev karban in a shogeg case is Avodah Kochavim. That's the parasha in the Torah which teaches the chayev karban. And that means that any other chayev krisus that engenders a karban in shogeg has to be similar to avodas kochavim, because avodas kochavim now becomes the paradigm case. Ma avodas kochavim shevi alta, so the Torah says, don't do this, meaning don't worship an idol. You went ahead, bekumvaseh, and you violated that command and you worshipped an idol, so you chayev a karban if you did so b'shogeg. Af kol shevi altas, and any other lav, which if you violate the lav, bekumvaseh, the Torah told you not to do it and you did it, and it's a chiyuv kares b'mezid, it becomes a chiyuv karban b'shogeg. Lafuki hani, to the exclusion of these two cases of Pesach Hamila. Why? Bekumvaseh, because these are cases of kumvaseh, meaning you violated them by doing nothing. The Torah told you to bring a carbon Pesach. The Torah told you to circumcise yourself, and you didn't do so. The failure to do so is not a kumvaseh. In other words, you were told to do a kumvaseh, you didn't do so. You were shevi altaseh. In such a case, you don't bring a carbon. So just to summarize this sugya, what we come out with is that Karban Pesach and Mila are the two primary cases of a mitzvah saseh the failure to fulfill those mitzvasei incur, if it was done, if it was bemezid, incurs a chiyuv kares. However, there's no azhara. And not only that, since it's a case of shevi al taseh, there's no active violation, you just simply did not comply with the obligation, you omitted the action of Pesach on Mila, there's no karbon in a shogeg case. That's what we come at. So what I wanted to study with you is a piece here in this sefer called the Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud, which I love to quote. And he says the following. He quotes the Aruch Laner, one of the great Mefarshim. And the Aruch Laner points out that Tosfos has a very basic question here. Let's look at the Tosfos and then we'll appreciate the Aruch Laner. Tosfos, just by chance, is published on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. I guess they ran out of space on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And it's the Tosfos Dibra Maskel Afuki. And we're going to focus just on one particular part of the Tosfos that starts with the words kosher. So if you're counting up from the bottom of the Tosfos, count up six lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There it is, 6. Kosher. Lomeli kro. When the Gemara wants to establish that in the case of Mila and in the case of Pesach, if you did not fulfill these mitzvos b'shogeg, you do not bring a karbon because of the pasuk of avodas kochavim. He says, "Do lo avi bekaris dum yad avodas kochavim." He says, "The reason why there's no kares, I'm sorry, the reason why there's no karbon, even though there would be a chiyuv kares, is because the kares itself is not dumya davodas kochav. Meaning, the chiyuv karim b'shogeg comes from the chiyuv." The chiyuv kares b'mezid, but the chiyuv mezid the chiyuv kares b'mezid has to be similar to the chiyuv kares of avodas kochav. So Tosfos asks the following question: Toli olam lo yizbarer shiyehei b'kares. If we take the case of Mila, says Tosfos, it will never ever be established that he's chayav kares. You can never actually be chayav kares for non-compliance, non-fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mila. Ad sheyamos, until he dies. Well, once he's dead, he's not going to bring a karma. Dili olam yachal lomol asat, so he could always postpone the mitzvah of Mila. Vili pata mikares, and to remove himself from the chiyuv kares, so we never have a moment in time when he'll actually be chayuv kares. So what was the havamina, therefore, that he would have to bring a karma b'shogeg? I mean, at what point in time? When is a person in violation of the mitzvah of Mila? V'yesh lomar, zaktosis dili olam kolz man shalom mol, onesh kares olav. As every moment that he postpones the mitzvah of Mila, and he reneges, he is not fulfilling his mitzvah, he gets kares for that. And the Aruch Laner says, what was Tosfos thinking when he asked the question, and what was he thinking when he answered the question? And he says, to really appreciate this Tosfos, we have to learn a Rambam and a Raivid at the beginning of Hilchas Mila. The Rambam writes, Kol yom v'yom sheyavar olav, every day that passes, mishiyadil, from when he becomes bar mitzvah, v'lo yomol es atzmo, because let's say he didn't have a mila as a child, hareyu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Every day that he postpones it, maybe even every moment that he postpones it, that's called a bitul aseh. Avol eino chayev kares, ad sheyomus, v'u orel b'mezit. It's only at the moment that he dies that he becomes a violator of the mitzvah of Mila and he's chayav kares. So it's very fascinating here that according to the Rambam, there's absolutely no possibility that a man in his lifetime, in the case of Mila, would be chayav karmon. And that, says the Aruch Laner, underlies the logic of Tosfos in his Havamin. Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk, in this case from Avodah Zarah, to establish that in the case of Mila, there's no chiyuv kares? and there's no chiv carbon, excuse me, says Tosis, there's never a moment in time where he could be chayav kares, so that therefore he could be chayav a carbon, because he's only chayav kares at the moment that he dies. The Ravid, at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, writes the following critique of the Rambam. He says, "Ein bazeh tavlin." You know, there's no good taste to it, so to speak. "Dechol yom she'eno mol, harehu be'isur kares." Every day, he violates the isur kares, and therefore he should be chayev a karma. Meaning, whereas the Rambam says he can theoretically postpone the mitzvah of Mila, and he's only going to be chayev kares, it only becomes final when he dies. The Raven, on the other hand, Lishitosa, says that every day that he doesn't circumcise himself, he violates the isur kares, and therefore he should be chayev a karbon if it was a shogeg. Zokti Aruch Haner, that's exactly what Tosis is vacillating. In his Havamina, when he asks the question, Tosis is maintaining the sheet of the Rambam. And therefore he asks, what was the Havamina, what's the possibility of being chai of a karbon for violating the isur kares of Mila? That's not going to happen until he dies. That's like the Rambam sheet. But the answer of Tosis is no. The very moment he postpones Mila, obviously after he becomes bar mitzvah, he's chai of kares. Meaning that according to the Ravid, and that seems to be identical with the Maskot of Tosis, when a person does Mila later on, he removes, he exempts himself, he casts off the Chiyuv Kares. He had a Chiyuv Kares because every day that he postpones Mila, he's Chiyuv Kares. Later on, if at the end of the day, who knows when, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, or whatever, before he dies, he does the Mila, he removes the Isur Kares, but he was Chiyuv Kares. That's the Ravid Shita, and that's the Shita of Tosis, Lamaskon. But the Havamina of Tosis, which reflects the Shita of the Rambam, is that you're not Chayev Kares until the moment you die. If that be the case, you can never be Chayev Karma. What was the Havamina that we would impose the Chayev Karma on the Shogeg for the case of Mil?
There are a bunch of different definitions for Kares.
Yeah.
Isn't one of them that the child dies in the lifetime?
I'm not sure. I think that's called Ariri, if I'm not mistaken. If you have if you have a minute, I don't know if I can trouble you. If you have the Kahati has a wonderful introduction to Masechta Krisus, and he speaks about the various shitas about Kares. I can read it out if you want. If you can find it. I know they have a Kahati here somewhere.
It's inside there.
It should be on one of the shelves. I think maybe this shelf. See if you can find Krisus or actually, it's called Karesos, if you want to be fancy about it. But while the rabbi is looking for the Kahati, I just want to point out to you that the Aruch Haner is going to be upset because the Rambam somehow has to square with our sugya. And if the Rambam reflects the Havamin of Tosis, that's fine. But Lamaskana, the Gemara says that the reason why you're not chayav a karbon in the case of Mila is because of the equation to Avodas Kochavim, meaning in and of itself you would be chayev a karbon for Mila, but according to Tosis, you're not chayev karis for Mila until the day you die. So that remains an outstanding question. Then the Aruch Haner, thank you so much, asks a different question. He says, how could it be possible that a person's chayev a karbon of Mila? If he reminds himself that he has to do Mila, and he refuses to do so, he's not chayv a karbon, because the halach of karbon only applies to shogeg. And if he never reminded himself, he never became aware of the fact that he's chayv to be mal, let's say his father didn't tell him, or whatever it might be, then how can you expect him to bring a karbon? He's not even aware of the fact that he didn't fulfill. So again, if he's aware of the fact that he didn't fulfill mila, then he's amazed. Amazed doesn't bring a karbon. And if, on the other hand, he's unaware of the fact that he violated the mitzvah of Mila, then he's not going to bring a karma because he's unaware of his violation. That's the beautiful question of the Aruch Haner. And his answer is equally stunning. He says the case is that he was shogeg. Let me read it to you. He says, Be'emes kolzman sheyochel lomenes atzmo lo shayach sheyovi karbon. Shareim Yomel Atzmo Yifka Bimenu Isur Kares El Mishkachas Chiyuv Karbon Bi Ofen Sheshogag Ad Sheshuv Eino Yochel Lomelus Atzmo. He was unaware of the fact that he had to do Mila, until it got to the point where it became impossible to do milah. And he gives a number of examples. His health deteriorated and it's a pikuach nefesh to do milah. Nistares. Or perhaps a guy did milah to him. In any event, there's no possibility of his doing milah. And that closure, so to speak, where it became impossible, irreversible, and there's no possibility of milah, happened after he was a shogeg. So he will be chayav a karbon, if not for the equation to avodah zarah, in such a scenario. Let me just quickly review what onesh karis is. First of all, we know, and that's according to everyone, that onesh karis is bidei shamayim. Okay, it's not something that we can meet out here in Bezdin. And according to Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, kares means he will die before his time. In other words, he's going to die prematurely. Rashi doesn't seem to set up any strictures. The Gemara Moi Katan.
Stop there. That's contradictory. Because the day that he was going to mob himself the next day.
Maybe he was going to
mob himself the next day, but he died beforehand. I mean, that it contradicts conceptually the idea.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Yeah. He could be mob himself until he dies.
Right, that's the Rambam sheet. Right. So then there's never a chiv karbon. That question we haven't answered yet.
According to the Shailah of Tosfos here, how can it work out?
Correct.
If he's going to die early, maybe he was going to mob the next day. So why did he?
Right. No, you're 100% right. We have never come to any conclusion to reconcile the Rambam or the Kash of Tosfos, that definition, with our sugya. Our sugya postulates the possibility that for Mila you would have to bring karbon. And if we're assuming he can always do the Mila and postpone until the day he dies. But in terms of the Aruch HaNer's question, now we have a fascinating answer. The Aruch HaNer is asking, well, if he's aware of the fact that he has to do Mila and he doesn't do Mila, let's say even according to the Ravid Shita, so then he's amazing. He can't be Chayav a Karbon. And if he's not aware of the fact that he has to do Mila, then why is he going to bring a Karbon? The whole Karbon concept is very difficult. And the answer is that he was shoging until the point in which Mila was taken away from him against his will. There was no mazid element, but now it's irreversible. He can't do the mila, and as a result, he should be chayav a karb. But again, just to give you an overview of a few of the shitas about what karis is, Rashi shitas that he'll die before his time. The Gemara Moed Katan says he's going to die at the age of 50, which probably means sometime before his 60th birthday, meaning the fifth decade of his life. And Rabba spells this out in the Gemara in Moed Katan. He says, "Michamishim v'ad shishim shana zuhi kares." Rav Yosef says, "Kishenasa ben shishim shana." Okay, that's something else. He did a yontif. He made a separate birthday party, a big celebration, because he declared yatzasi m'day kares. The Ibn Ezra in his Pirush al Torah says that kares means that his children will die. I think that's what you mentioned before. So that seems to be the opinion of the Ibn Ezra. However, the Gemara in Yevamah seems to say that it depends. If he didn't have any children, that's called Ariri. If he had children and they died, that's called Kares. The Rambam has a whole different approach to Kares. And he says it's krisus hanefesh, v'lo tizkeh li'olam haba. That means that he'll die whenever he dies, but instead of going to the world to come, he's cut off from the world to come. The Ramban is very upset with this Rambam, and the Ramban has three categories of kares. Number one is v'nichras ha'ish she'imu tzadik v'rubo zchuyos. Aval gavrol of tavos v'nichshal baver shal karsi karsu yomav v'yomis b'neurim kodem sheyagia limei zikna v'hem shishim shana. Okay, that's one category of kares. He'll die before his 60th birthday. Number two, hasheni nemar v'nichrasa hanefesh. So the first one is v'nichrasa ish, which means he'll be cut off before he becomes a zaken. The second one is v'nichrasa nefesh. He says, in such a case, the nefesh itself will be cut off from olam haneshamos. Okay, there's a long arichus here which we're not going to go into. And the shlishi, the third category is, which applies to the case of Avodah Zarah, Hikaris HaNefesh Ahu, Hikaris Olam HaZeh, Tikaris Olam HaBa, Shegufo Nichras Michai Olam HaZeh, V'Nafsho Nichras Michai Gan Eden U'Michai Olam HaBa. Okay, so this is complicated. The Ramban has the difference between Karis HaGuf and Karis HaNefesh. Anyway, it's the introduction to the Sefer Krisus of Rav Kahati. One last point that I want to make here is that the Aruch Laner is so bothered by this question about how you can have carbon, a carbon shogeg in the case of Mila, as our Gemara postulates, according to the Shittas HaRambam, that he's willing to reinterpret the Rambam. He says, Gam l'shittas HaRambam, im hezid v'lo mal, v'achar kach nenas, if he deliberately postponed Mila, and then the situation was such that he could not perform Mila, and that was against his will, Chai of Kares. In other words, he's rewriting, or rereading at least, the Rambam. When the Rambam says, quote, Eino Chai of Kares ad sheyomus, he means, not ad sheyomus, but it means until it becomes impossible for him to do Mila before he dies. Ad sheyomus means that it won't be possible for him to do Mila, ad sheyomus, some sort of irreversible situation that makes it impossible for him to do Mila.
Isn't he then?
No, because he was mazed in postponing it. And the comparison here is to the case of a person who is mazed. For example, again, this is the Gemara in Shabbos, he put a dough in the oven on Shabbos, that's Melech Safiya. He still has time to remove it from the oven, and then something, you know, circumstances beyond his control prevent him from taking the dough out of the oven, which is called Rediyas HaPas. In such a case, since he put it in B'mezid, he's Chayav. The fact that he could have theoretically removed the criminal act, you know, he could undo what he did, and then he couldn't, for circumstances, you know, the mitigating circumstances, he couldn't do it. But nevertheless, since he started the process and set into motion with a mazid, therefore he's considered mazid and he's chayav.
It was a pshia himself.
Exactly. And since it was a pshia, there was a mazid, he remains mazid. So the way the Aruch Laner interprets the Rambam is that if a person deliberately, intentionally decides not to do Mila, then if a circumstance arises in which he no longer can do Mila, even though he was honest on that, it doesn't matter, since he started with mazid, he's considered mazid, he's chayv kares, and if he did it for shogeg, he's chayv akarba. Again, he's not chayv akarba l'maisa because of the halacha that we learned from Avodas Kol Chovah. So again, what I want you to take out of this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raavad. Because before the Aruch Laner came along, I would say that according to the Rambam, the moment in which a person who violates Mila incurs the chiyuv kares is the moment of his death. That's the simple pshat in the Rambam. So therefore, if a person was mazed and deliberately postponed Mila, if later on circumstances were taken out of his hands and he cannot implement Mila, then according to the Rambam, he's not chayv kares, because the Rambam holds that the moment that determines whether he's chayv kares is the moment of his death. But the Raavad holds that every single moment that goes by and he doesn't implement his chiv mila, he incurs a chiv kares. All right. Okay, Rabbi, now we start the sugya of Rabbi Yitzchak. And for that, I want you to turn back to the beginning of Asugya, and that is Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and count down from the top of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines down from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Krisus Bechlal Havu, in other words, they were initially included in the Chi of Malkus, V'lama Yotzeis Kareis Bachoso, Laduno Bechareis V'lo B'malkus. So to make a long story short, because we have to get into the nitty-gritties here about Kares Bachoso, what we have to know is that Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is that in a case of Chayvei Krisus, there is no Malkus. Rabbi Akiva would say that Chayve Misos have no Malkus, but Chayve Krisos do. Rabbi Yitzchak takes it one step further, and even Chayve Krisos do not engender a Chiyuv Malkus. Frek Tosfos, take a look at the second Tosfos on your page, your Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, V'kashel Rabbi Yitzchak Lav Dechol Krisos Lamali. Why did the Torah have to write out an azhara, a lav, for any chayve krisus if it's not going to incur a chiv malchus? The askina on the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the karbon, lo boy azhara, that in the case of a karbon, meaning for shoge, you don't need an azhara. So mimonashach, I don't need the azhara for mezid, I don't need the azhara for shoge. I don't need the azhara for mezid because kares doesn't need an azhara. I don't need the Azhara for Shogeg because Karban doesn't need an Azhara. Then there's nothing to justify the fact that the Torah formulated the Azhara with regard to Chayvei Krisus. The only last ditch resort, the only last ditch answer could be for the Chiyuv Malkus, but Rabbi Yitzchak denies the Chiyuv Malkus. V'yishlomar denichtavu li'onesh yisera. The Torah adds the Azhara so that you can get an extra punishment. In other words, it makes the crime even more severe. We have other cases where there's no Chiyuv Malkus, and yet the Torah wrote the Azhara. And the purpose of the Azhara is just to warn you about the stringency and the seriousness of your violation of your criminal action. So Rabosai, with regard to the question of Tosfos, I wanted to point out to you a few things. First of all, Rashi in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Nun Hayam in Beis holds that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Kares needs an Azara. That there is no Chiyuv Kares unless the Azara in the Torah. And therefore you don't get Malkus for Chayvei Krisus because the Azara is used up by the Chiyuv Kares. And I have the following question on Rashi. I don't understand what Rashi is going to do with Pesach Umila. Because if Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Kares needs an Azhara, how can the Torah impose Kares in the case of Mila and Pesach, where there's no Azhara? These are mitzvahs aseh. So I don't know how to answer that question.
They're just uniquely different. Because they're aseh, everything else is aseh.
You don't want to use them as a prototype, meaning as a binyanav, as we call it.
No, not at all.
You want to say they're not they don't set the rule, they set the exception to the rule. In other words, when it comes to a los aseh, there's no kares unless there's an azhara. When it comes to an essay, you can have a metzius, you can have this phenomenon of a chiv kares without an azhara. Okay, I mean, it needs a lot more thought. But more fascinating is the comment here of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says that he could beat out Tosfos. And he could come up with an answer to Tosfos to justify why Rabbi Yitzchak would agree that you need an Azhara for Chayvei Krisus, and in fact that Rabbi Yitzchak would impose a Chiv Malchus in a case of Chayvei Krisus by virtue of the Azhara. What's the case? You have Chelev that's Nosar. You know that certain parts of the Karbon have to be burnt on the Mizbeach within their allotted time, and if they exceed beyond that allotted time, they become Nosar. And one of the parts of the animal that has to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and if not, it becomes Nosar, is called Chelev. Chelev is prohibited to Achila as an Isur Kares. Nosar, by the same token, is also an Isur Kares. What happens if I have a combination, a piggyback, of both Chelev and Nosar in the same object? So I have two Chayve Krisus, you know, in one.
I ate the Chelev after this month.
Correct. And the Aruch Laner claims that in this case even Rabbi Yitzchak would say that you get Malkus. Why? Because there's no such thing as two Chiv Kares. You get me Chiv Kares twice. You know, either you die before you're 60 or you don't, whatever it is. And what are we going to do with the other violation? So whether it's Chelev or Nosa, you take your choice, it doesn't matter, but one of them will incur a Chiv Kares. What are you going to do with the other one? The other one is going to have to be used for Chiv Malkus. Now, every single Chayvei Krisus, he says, potentially, according to Rav Yitzchak, could incur a Chiv Malkus, and therefore we need an Azhara for every single one of the Chayvei Krisus. He gives another example. Ba'al Eshes Achiv Shehi Achos Ishto. Meaning two brothers married two sisters, correct? So let's say one brother would have a relationship with his sister-in-law. Correct? So on the one hand, that's Eshes Achiv, that's the sister of his brother, but it's also the sister of his wife, because his brother married his wife's sister, two brothers married two sisters. So you have in one woman a double erva, each one of which independently incurs a chiyuv kares. He adds a whole stipulation that it's got to be a case where there's Isur Chalal Isur, which has to be Kolel or Mosif. Okay, for that we'd have to really go off on a tangent. But let's say it's a case where Isur Chalal Isur is Yischayev Kares Alavera Achas Valashnia Yischayev Malchus, even according to Rav Yitzchak. In other words, the Aruch Laner is operating with the following premise, that Rav Yitzchak understands that if a person is going to be punished with kares, then the Torah says he doesn't get malchus. But if he violates a chiyuv kares without kares, meaning if you can come with a case where he violates one of the various chayve krisus, all of which are listed at the beginning of a sechta krisus, the 36, but he's not chayuv kares for whatever reason, then he would be chayuv malchus according to Rav Yitzchak. That's amazing. In the footnote, he has another case here. He says, what happens if he violates a chiyuv kares and then he does tshuva? So the tshuva is accepted by Hashem and he's alleviated from the chiyuv kares. Now he's going to get malchus for the lav. That's pretty wild. In other words, tshuva works like in both directions. It not only has an impact on his future and whether he's going to suffer kares, the tshuva removes that, but it also has an impact retroactively on the past, that now he becomes chayev malchus for the aver salam because he's not going to get kares. According to everything that we're studying here in the Achronim, Rabbi Yitzchak is going to ask one question. Lamaisa, is he going to get kares or is he not going to get kares? If he will, there's no malchus. If he won't, he gets malchus. This is mamish mind-boggling. Then he quotes a Ramban. The Ramban says that if a person is less than 20 years old, before his 20th birthday, and he violates a lotas ashiyesh bo kares, he does not get kares. No, in such a case, a young man is, or a woman is 18, or 19, and they violate a chiyuv kares, they'll get malchus according to Rav Yitzchak. Because Rav Yitzchak says he can't give malchus because you're giving kares, but there's no kares because he's less than 20 years old. I'm telling you, I was absolutely stunned by this whole discussion. What? Correct. That's the way they're interpreting Rav Yitzchak. I didn't understand that. I understood that Rav Yitzchak was saying something about the nature of the lav. If this lav generates a chiyuv kares, then this lav could not generate a chiyuv malchus. But they don't understand it that way. That what they're understanding is that the problem is that I need the azhara for kares, so that unless, right, you can't impose the chiyuv kares, the onish kares, unless he violated an azhara. But if there's no onish kares, then ipso facto there's going to be malchus. In other words, every chiyuv kares really is within the bag, potentially, of a chiyuv malchus. The only thing that prevents me from meeting out this punishment of malchus is the chiyuv kares. If the chiyuv kares is suspended, is removed, then Mamela, we're going to zap him with the chiyuv malchus. And we have all these cases that they come up with where there's no kares.
How is it removed, the first chiyuv kares?
Well, again, it depends. If you did tshuva, it's removed by tshuva. If it's before you were 20 years old...
Take the normal case of no sarim and
right.
And chela. A 42-year-old guy, the no sarim takes place at 5 in the morning.
Right.
Right? And at 6 in the morning, they have a chela ceremony.
Right, I lost you. Our case, the Yaruch Laner's case, is where I'm eating chelev and nosa. That's what I'm looking at. It's chelev and it's nosa.
At the same time?
At the same time.
That doesn't happen at the same time. Nosa happens immediately.
Right. So you're asking about Ein Yisur Chalal Isur. So again...
No. The Ein Yisur Chalal Isur is the Eishes Ish.
Right. But I'm saying once the nosar become, once that chelev became nosar, so it now carries two Isurim with it. It's a chiyuv kares b'toras nosar, but it's also a chiyuv kares b'toras chelev. In other words, the fact that it became nosar doesn't undermine retroactively the status of the object is chaylev, it is chaylev. So now I eat this nosa chaylev, I violate two chiv krisis. So you have two options. Either to say that he's chayv karis twice for one violation, or to say, no, he's going to be chayv one karis, and the other violation is going to incur, is going to generate a chiv malchus. And that's what the Aruch HaNer presumes, even according to Rav Yitzchak. It's been mele, Tosfos cash is no cash. Tosfos is asking, why do I need nazara for chayv krisis? Because karis ain't no tzricha azara. The answer is, I need it for malchus. Because every single chayv krisis on your list has a potential to engender a chayv malchus, even according to Rav Yitzchak. I was fascinated by this. This is not the way I understood Rav Yitzchak. I thought Rav Yitzchak is saying that there's something about the nature of the lav, that the Torah says if this lav comes under kares, whether we give him kares or don't, the fall, whether we actualize kares or not, is irrelevant. The lav itself inherently is defined as a lav sheish bo kares, and therefore the Torah says there's no malchus for such a lav. They're not learning it like that. They're all learning, and there's a whole slew here of achronim, they're quoted in the Otzim Farshia Talmud, that the problem Rav Yitzchak is facing is that once you mete out the kares, the azhara is already used up for the onish kares. But if lo yitzu, you don't need the azhara for the chiyuv kares because there is no chiyuv kares, then for that very same lav, you're going to be chayv malchus. Again, with the condition that there was hasra for malchus, you know, that goes without saying.
How does nosar work? Is it an isa chefza,
isa gavra? Yeah, I think it's an isa chefza. I don't know.
Actually, sir, you can't leave it over. If you left it over, you have to burn it. And you can't eat it after it's...
But boss, I didn't mean to give a shiur now on nosa. I mean, you know, that's... Nosa is just one example that I wanted to convey to you, that the Aruch HaNer has a whole different conceptual understanding of Rav Yitzchak. And as I said, Rashi Yevamos holds that according to Rav Yitzchak, a chayv karis needs an asara, which I don't know how to square with Mila and Karmis. Fine. So now, Rabosa, we're fast-forwarding to Yudalit Amud Aleph, and we're counting down four lines from the top of the page. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayve Krisus Bechlal Hayu. The Gemara is now quoting a Braisa, and we saw this Braisa earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And what does it mean, Bechlal Hayu? There's a klal, there's a general rule, that all the lavim that are listed in the parasha of Arayos, you know, you have Achrimos Kedoshim. So in Achrimos, the Torah has all the Azharis and for the Arayos, the various Arayos, the different relatives. And then the Torah in Kedoshim has all the, you know, it has the fact that any violation of the above mentioned or enumerated Arayos incur a chiyuv kares. Okay? So that's called Bechlal Hayu. Now, the Torah pulls out Achoso and singles out Achoso and tells me that, you know what? You're going to be chayuv kares for Achoso. Why did the Torah have to do that? Achoso is listed in the parasha as one of the arayos. And afterwards, the Torah says, with regard to all the arayos, the chiyuv is kares. Rashi here on Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes the pasuk. He says, Chayve krisus shall arise bichlal hayu dichsiv. Ki kol asher yasa mikol atoevos ha'elev v'nichrus ha'nefoshos. So the Torah clearly states that any of these toevos, any of these arayos in karachiv kares, is lama yotzes kares b'achoso li'atzma. The Chsiv Rashi says, b'kdoshim to you, ish ki yikach es achoso v'nichrusa. Why did the Torah feel compelled, it seems totally superfluous, to mention the Chiyuv Kares in the case of Achoso, since the Torah said, in general, with regard to all Arayos, Kol Asher Yasa Mikol HaToev HaSeilu V'Nichrusu HaNefashos. So we have an extra pasuk here that establishes that for the violation of Achoso, he's Chayuv Kares. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah is telling you kares limuute malchus, meaning the Torah is telling you laduno b'kares that he only gets kares and he does not get malchus. Says Rashi, this is a chiddush that the Torah is telling me not just with regard to achoso, but with regard to all the arayas. If you count that about six lines from the top of the page, Rashi says, Lekach yotzeh koris b'chosu, says Rashi, Havi dover she yotzeh min haklal. Dover shayu b'chlal. V'yotzeh min haklal lamed al atzmo. And then he says, Ulamed al kol haklal kulo. So just like the Torah teaches me about koris, in achoso, that achoso has a chiv koris without a chiv, malchus, so too, everything that was in the klal, all the other arayas, will, and all the other chayve krisus, will incur a chiyuv karis, but not a chiyuv malchus. That's what it says over here. Now, it's very possible that Rav Yitzchak, in this Yalfusa, is starting with the premise that Rabbi Akiva is correct. Rabbi Akiva, if you recall, held that in the case of Karis, there is Malchus. I kidei rishoso. You can't mete out two punishments for the same crime. But there are one or two answers that the Gemara gave. Either Rabbi Akiva holds that only berisha masura lebezdin, that's when you have the problem of kidei rishoso. Or the Gemara says, psikalei milso, lo psikalei milso, meaning, since he has the possibility in chayiv kares of doing tshuva, it's not definite that he'll be chayiv kares, and therefore the halach of kidei rishoso does not apply. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says, that's all fine and dandy, except for one problem, and that's lama yotzes kares b'achoso. Why did the Torah have to spell out kares in the case of achoso? Meaning that logically, if not for achoso, Rabbi Yitzchak is on board together with Rabbi Akiva maintaining that the halach of kidei rishoso would not be applicable, would be suspended with regard to a chiyuv kares. Now, I want to understand the following. After Rabbi Yitzchak derives from achoso that you cannot imagine both the punishment of kares and the punishment of malchus at the same time, is Rabbi Yitzchak therefore placing kares back into the halacha of kidei rishoso? Meaning that although logically we would have said, we would have argued that in the case of kares there is no kidei rishoso, because that's whatever we discussed. But now that we have the gili milsa from achoso, that there's kares and no malchus, now I could reactivate the principle of kidei rishoso. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is no. The Torah was machadesh that the azhara in the case of chayvei krisus is an azhara for kares. Like Rashi says, we quoted it before, that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that kares needs an azhara. And since the kares needs an azhara, we have no azhara for malchus. And it's very interesting that if I would take the first approach and I would say that now the Torah through Achoso is teaching me that Karis goes back into the klal of Kidei Rishoso, then all the Achronim that we studied earlier, the Achlaner and so forth, are correct that if there's no Karis, then he will get Malchus. Just like we discussed at great length with regard to Chayvei Nisus Bezdin, that Kidei Rishoso tells me you can't mete out the punishment of Malchus and Misa at the same time, but if Lu Yitzur there's no Misa, then there won't be any Malchus, because then I don't violate, upset the principle of Kidei Rishoso. The same thing would apply now in the case of Kares, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. That if we come back to the Kidei Rishoso, that the Lama Yotzes Kares Lachos is only a Gili Milsa to place Kares back into the ball game, back into the bag of Kidei Rishoso, then insofar as there's no Chiyuv Kares in those situations that we described before, then there will be Malchus. But if on the other hand we learn that Kares Vachosu is teaching me that we need the Azhara of Kares, we need the Azhara in Chayvei Krisus for the Chiyuv Kares, and if we have no Azhara whatsoever for the Chiyuv Malchus, then I would say that it doesn't matter whether we give him kares, he will suffer the punishment of kares lamaisa befall, or he won't suffer the punishment of kares. We need the azhar for kares. And if the azhar is coming to warn us about kares, then there won't be any malchus. Even if befall we will not mete out the punishment of Karis. Alright, now we get to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are very problematic now, because the Rabbanan hold, like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter which, that in Chayve Krisis you do get Malchus. Which means that we don't know now why the Torah had to specify single out Kareis Bachoso. In fact, the Gemara of Akar Ula Rabbanan, Kareis Bachoso Lomali, what are they going to do with the fact that the Torah spelled out Kareis in the case of Bachoso? And the Gemara answers, L'chalek. So let's look at Rashi. L'chalek says Rashi, L'fisha kolal kol harayos bekareis achas. Yisayisi omer, imason kulam behelim echot, eno chayev el achas. The Torah has integrated all chiyuvei arayos into one kares, and therefore, no matter how many different violations and lavim and arayos that he violates, nevertheless, he's only chayv one kares. Of course, Rashi has another stipulation: behelim echad. When do we link together many different chayvei krisus into one? And you get away with one karbon if you did it b'shogeg, that's only if it's behelim achas. Let's take Shabbos, for example. Same din. So let's say, for example, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I violated this, and I violated that, this malacha, that malacha. So logically, I would have said, since they all belong to one chiyuv kares, he's only chayv one karbon. Unless there's a principle called lechalik. So in the case of Shabbos, is there a machalik? Is there not a machalik? That's a machlokas tanoim.
That's interesting. If you apply it, there's a machalik yatzah and a lav yatzah, right? So can you apply the same, and they're both kares issues. Can't you apply the same thing here?
Right, but so...
Is there a sheet that says a lav yatzah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, sure. So but the only...
It's only a lav by Ishiz Achosah.
Oh! I'm talking about Havara. You're talking now about Eish. That by
can you apply the same machlokas?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not that I know of. What we're saying is that although it's clear that Yechayev Kares, in a case of Mezid, obviously for any one of the arayos, what if you were a shogeg and you violated many different arayos and they were all behelim achas? So Rashi says that since all chiyuvei kares and arayos were joined together under one rubric, v'nichrasu anafashas ha'osos, I would have come to the conclusion that there, it's like you violated the same single iser and there's only one chiyuv karma. There's one chiyuv kares b'mezin, one chiyuv karma b'shoge. Kamash won the rabbanu need the parsha of lachoso. The Torah singled out kares b'achoso, which is totally unnecessary. And the reason why the Torah did it is to set up a lechalik. Lechalik means that if you violated many different arayas, including achoso, be'alim achas, is you going to be chayav a separate karbon for achoso. Achoso engenders its own chiyuv karbon in a case of shogeg. And now we're going to expand that to include any one of the arayas, because to davershay bechlal yosef and bechlal lamed al atzmo, that achoso engenders its own kares. If he violated achoso with other arayos, the lo lamed al atzmo yotza, says Rashi, lo lamed al kalkuli yotza, ma achoso miuchedeshi erva v'chayoven olev v'fnei atzmo, af kol shi erva v'chayoven olev v'fnei atzmo. So if a man violates three different arayas, for example, Be'eli Machas, he'll bring three korbanos.
Same thing by Shabbos.
Just like on Shabbos, if you hold the Chalik Yotzis. And what's the source for the Chiluk in Chayve Krisus, the Machalik? The answer is Achoso. Uki Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Tiyom Rabbi Yochanan, this is at the beginning of Masechta Krisus. He has to bring a separate carbon chatos for every single erva, despite the fact that he violated multiple arayos, behelim achas. And it must be that halach of mechalek is derived from the extra karis b'achoso. The interesting thing is that Rabbi Yochanan is being quoted here as, so to speak, the source for Kareis Bachoso Lechalik. When Rabbi Yochanan himself, actually, in Masechta Sanhedrin, has a different opinion. Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Sanhedrin says that even without Achoso, there's a din of Machalik because every lav incurs its own chiyuv kare, its own chiyuv karma. Kol harayis chalukos belavim. Every erva, every yisur erva has its own lav, and chalukas lav. That's the language of Rabbi Yochanan in Sanhedrin on Daf Samachayom and Aleph. Chalukas lav shmei chaluka. In other words, if let's say a man eats chalev and dam behelim achas, how many karbonis does he bring? One or two?
Two.
Two, because lavim mechalkin. On the other hand, if a man eats chalev, and then he eats another kazai's chalev, a second, behelim achas, he only brings one karbon. Why? Because there's no mechalik, it's the same lav. If a man eats dam and then he eats dam again, he only brings one karbon. So therefore, the Achronim here find it very odd that Rabbi Yochanan needs Kareis Bachoso. Forget about Kareis Bachoso. The reason why you chayev a separate karma for each one of the Arayas is because each one of the Arayas has its own lav. And Chalukas lav shmei lav. And Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Sanhedrin says that there's a fundamental difference between the following two scenarios. The first scenario is called Mefateim Vesach. I'll explain. The second scenario is called Ov Vidoni. And the halacha is that in Ov Vidoni, he's chayav only one karma for both Chiyuvei Kareis. Why? Because the Torah prohibited Ov Vidoni in the very same lav. But in the case of Mefatem, which means he made his own Ketores, or in the case of Sach, I'm sorry, Mefatim is where he made the Shemen HaMishka, and Sach is where he took the Shemen HaMishka and he smeared it on his body, anointed himself. In those cases, he's chayav two karbonos because of Chalukas Lav, Shmei Chaluka. So why does Rabbi Yochanan here in Masechta Makis require a separate Yalfusa Gzeres HaKosav of Yotza Kareis Bachoso to be Mechalik and tell me that for all the Arayis you bring a separate carbon for each one? He doesn't need Achoso for that. He himself in Sanhedrin has a principle of Chaluka Slav Shmei Chaluka. And the Achronim are so upset by this question that they say that Rabbi Yochanan here is not really expressing his own view. He himself doesn't need Kareis Bachoso. He's just trying to justify the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon don't hold that Chaluka Slav Shmei Chaluka. They need another Machalik. And that Machalik derives from the Pasuk Achos. Yeah.
Does Machalik count when you get a Zayat of Chalev and then drink a sip of blood, or like a good amount of blood, and then eat another Zayat of Chalev?
I don't think so.
Three, or is that just two?
Well, you have to bring two. Right, two. One for Chalev and one for Dam. Because, again, assuming it was all Behelim Achas. If he ate Chalev and he found out, oh no, I ate Chalev. Right? But the same meal, okay, that's a good way of expressing it. So here, he quotes the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says that Rabbi Yochanan, he's operating with Chalukas Lav Shmei Chaluka only after Achoso. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan was just trying to deflect the question as to why Ovi Doni Achayev only one karma. And he quoted the halach of Chalukas Lav Shmei Chaluka, but that halach of Chalukas Lav Shmei Chaluka is itself derived from Achoso. That's what the Aruch Laner wants to say. However, I saw a footnote here in the bottom which excited me because I came up with this on Svara, and I think it's true. He says, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to need Kareis Bachoso, even if he maintains that al pisvara chalukas lav shmei chaluka, and every lav requires its own karbon, because in the case of arayos, lo chilkem hakasuv blifrateim gabi kareis elakolam yachad. It says kol asher yasmi kol toevasa elu v'nikrasa. So if we read Rashi carefully on the fourth line down from the top, Rashi says, why do I need a lechalek in arayis? It's because kolal kol arayis bekaris achas. And the Torah is trying to convey a very important message that as far as hilchos kares or hilchos karmon chatos in the case of shoge in these chive kares, all the arayis belong to one set. They're one indivisible entity. And therefore you only have one karma. For that I need karis fachos. So it means the Torah says that all arayis fit into one kares. That's just a way of conveying to us that every single one of the arayis that was listed, enumerated earlier in Parashas Achrimos, in Karz Achiyuv Kares, but it doesn't mean to link up all the arayis into one Chiyuv Kares, one Chiyuv Karman. And the reason I know that, and the way I establish that, is because Yotzes Kares Bachoso. And Achoso teaches me the halacha of Chiluke Lavim, Shmei Chalukas Lav, Shmei Chaluka. Okay, so now let's take the scorecard here. What do we have? Rabbi Yitzchak uses the kares vachoso to teach me that you get kares and not malchus. The rabbanon need kares vachoso for the halach of lechalek to teach me that every erva incurs its own separate chiyuv karmon. Now the Gemara asks, "V'Rabbi Yitzchak lechalek minole." So how does Rabbi Yitzchak derive the halacha of mechalek? And the Gemara answers, Nafkele, he learns it from a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It says over there, no, I think it's Parshas Achrimos. It says over there, El Isha Benidas Tum Asa. And the end of the pasuk is Lo Sikrav Legalos Ervasa. So there's a question here. The pasuk doesn't make any sense. Why? So the Mefarshim explained that, and the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, that it should have said in the pasuk, it could have cut it down, it could have been shorter, and it could have said, V'lanida lo sikrav. Why does it say, El Isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav? So the extra words in this pasuk teach us that El Isha means kol Isha, meaning on each Isha, you're chayav a separate chiyuv. It's as if it's said in the pasuk, Kol Isha is included in her own lav, so to speak, as if there's a separate lav for each woman who's a nida. Lechayav, I'll call Isha vi Isha. Now wait a second. This sounds fascinating, because if the derivation here is because the Torah is saying, basically, that for each Isha benidas tumas yechayav a karman, that means that if a man has relations with five nidos, different women, right, Rachel, etc., and he does a beli machas, then he's chayav a karman for each one of these nidos. Why is that a chiddush to you? It's a great chiddush to me. If you had those two cases, right, chelev chelev or chelev in dam, where would you classify a man who has relations with five nidos? Hello, anybody home?
It's like
Chelev Chelev. It's like Chelev. And what's the deal in Chelev Chelev? Beli Machas? You only bring one karma.
You get two karmana, and each one you get a Chelev. That's like the same. That's more close to
this. I didn't hear what you said. One more time?
What if you had two karmana?
What do you mean two karmana? I lost you. What violation did you do?
There were two karmans, yeah? You ate Chelev here and Chelev there.
Well, one second. We're getting a little bit.
Sorry,
different
animals. The chaylev is the same issue. Here it's five different women.
Sorry, two different animals.
Five different women, but the same issue, correct?
Each.
What do you mean, though?
Different with each woman.
Why? Each one's a nida.
He's boil each woman, and each one is a nida.
Yeah,
correct. So he eats two pieces of chaylev. Each one is chaylev.
Yeah, even you can say there. You had some cow chaylev, and you had some.
Well, okay, I don't know all the dinim machalkim here. You know, you really have to learn masechta krisos for that. There are all sorts of machalkim. But let's say you had two different pieces of chaylev. Let's not get complicated. Well, you chayev only one karmon. What's the difference between five nidos and five kizesim of chaylev? To the same extent that five kizesim of chaylev mean that I repeated the same avera over and over and over multiple times, I only bring one karmon.
If I was boiled the same nido five times, it would be one karmon. Five different ones.
Why? I don't get it. Why isn't it the same as eating five different pieces of chaylev? What I'm suggesting here is the following. That the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak here, in deriving lechalek from El Isha Benidas Tumasa, is a gewaldige chiddush. I would say the following. That the only reason, as you say, Rabbi, that he's chayev multiple karbonos is because there are different women that he's being boiled. Clearly, if he was boiled the same woman five times, and he violated the Isur Nida five times with the same woman, he would be only chayev one karba. The chiddush here is that for I'll call Isha v'Isha, he brings a separate karba, which is called, if you want to hear the fancy language of the Gemara, it's called Gufim Mechalkim. It means we have two concepts here. We have Lavim Mechalkim and we have Gufim Mechalkim. Lavim Mechalkim was already codified, well, formulated by Rabbi Yochanan in the Sanhedrin. And Gufim Mechalkim is being codified right here in front of our, under our eyes, by this drush of Rabbi Yitzchak. But let me ask you a question. If Gufin HaMechalkim in the same lav, then Kal V'chomer that Gufin HaMechalkim in different lavim. Meaning, if a man would have a relationship with five different women, each of which is Asura Olav in a different erva, right? So he has Bia with Achos Ishto, and he has Bia with Eishes Aviv, and he has Bia with Achos Ishto, and then he has Bia with Imo, and so on. Then how much more so he's going to be Chayv on Kol Achas V'Achas? Again, here's my Kal V'chomer. If Gufim Mechalkim in the same lav, then how much more so Gufim Mechalkim in different lavim? And therefore, I don't understand how to read the next Gemara. I mamish don't know how to read this next Gemara. I've been racking my brains on this. The Gemara says, Rabbanan nami tepuklei meha. Why don't the Rabbanan use their pasuk? I'm sorry, derive this conclusion of lechalek from this very pasuk. Meaning, you need this pasuk to teach you Gufim HaMechalkim in the same lav. Well, if Gufim HaMechalkim in the same lav, then how much more so should Gufim HaMechalkim in different lav? So why do I need Karis Bachoso? Beautiful question in the Gemara. So what does Gemara answer? Eino chinami. You know what? I certainly can make that derivation. That certainly if a man has bia with many different arayos, and they're Gufim Mechalkim and Lava Mechalkim, I can derive that from El Isha Betumas Nidos Lo Sikra. El Akaris Achoso Lamali. So why then do I need the Kareis and Achoso? What is it teaching me? And look at the Gemara's answer. Lechaivo Al Achoso, V'Al Achos Aviv, V'Al Achos Imo. The man has three different criminal violations of arayos with three different arayos. First, he has a relationship with his sister. He has a relationship with his auntie. His auntie, who is the sister of his father. The auntie, who is the sister of his mother. So he had three different achos relationships. And all happened behelim achas. And the Gemara thinks that now I need the kareis bachosa. Wait a minute. You just finished telling me that I could derive lechalek and arayas from the parasha Nido, which means a man had a relation with five different Nidos. It's not gufin mechalkim, even though it's the exact same lav. And the Gemara says, yeah, okay, Rabbanan embrace that derivation, but they need karis bachoso for the case of three different women who have three different shem eravos, three different lavim. It's not only gufin mechalkim, but it's also isurim or lavim mechalkim. So what was the Gemara thinking? And the Gemara answers, Pshita. But Rabosai, before we get to the Pshita, I just want to understand the logic here of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Pshita, the Gemara says, you know what, I have an argument with you. But the Gemara made some sort of intelligible statement, which is going to be subject to attack. But I don't understand what the Gemara was thinking.
It makes sense that you didn't know the derivation of the Elie Shabbat.
Are you speaking to me, Jonathan? Because you are, you're going to have to raise your voice. If you're talking to yourself, then I don't have to hear. Yeah. What?
It makes sense if you only knew, if you were only looking at one pasuk, you're only looking at the pasuk of Karis Bachoso, and you didn't know that there was a way to derive anything from the Elie Shabbanita Tumata. So there could have been a base measure somewhere. It didn't know the derivation of the Elie Shabbanita Tumata, it just didn't know it, it never heard of it.
But what's Enochinami? How are you interpreting those three words, Enochinami?
I'm not reading it in order.
Ah, I see.
I was saying that the way I read your summer made this statement. And now we're saying pshita, that's obvious. But I'm just saying that the way I read the Gemara.
That's how it's taught. It says Rabbanan nami tepekle meha. Why don't the Rabbanan accept the derivation of lechalek in arayos from the pasuk of El Isha benidas tumasa lo sikra, which means lechayev al kol isha v'isha. That's how I read the Gemara. And then the Gemara says enochinami. Enochinami means that the Rabbanan do have the derivation from nida. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute, if they have the derivation from Nida, so what becomes superfluous and unnecessary? Karis v'achosa. And the Gemara comes up with an answer. Which I understood to mean the following, that in these three arayos there's one common denominator. Namely what? What joins these three arayos into one? Achos. They're all an achos relationship. And I was very excited about that. Except that it makes no sense, because if a man has beer with five nidos and he repeats the same avera over and over again, he brings five different chatos because of goof and mechalkiv. And that was the derivation from El Isha ben Nidas to Masal O Sikra. So I don't gain anything. I don't even gain an iota of logical maneuverability here by saying that it's all these three arayos, even though they're separate lavim, but they're joined together under one rubric of achoso. It's all different permutations of achoso. Wonderful. I was excited about that, but so what? It's certainly not better than violating the same Isur Nida five times.
Well, unless you say that the derivation of Nida was specific to Nida.
Again, I don't know how you're reading the word. How are you reading Enochinami? Again, you can't cross that out. Enochinami means.
Yeah, I agree with you that there is a derivation of the Heli Shabni Tatumat. There's a special law of Nida, that every Nida is different. That Nida is all on Nida, not in Arayas. But if you would sleep with three sisters, or three sister like prohibitions, that would be considered one.
What?
You mean just as a separate aloha Nida, you're saying?
Yes, yeah, so now that we also have.
So what did the Gemara mean when it said Rabbanan tepekle mehacha? Again, tepekle means the principle is I violate all the arayos belemachas and I bring a separate carbon for each one. That's tepekle mehacha. I don't know. Unless you understand, tepekle mehacha does not mean a separate halacha neither. You know, the Gemara is driving at the following, that the word achoso, I'm sorry, the karis b'achoso is iberic. It's superfluous. Which means that your original point that achoso is coming l'chalek to set up all the different, you know, karbonos for the different arayos, if you did them all belemachas, is unnecessary. It could be replaced. And not only that, but the truth is, how does Rav Yitzchak know that Achoso knocks off Malkus v'chayve krisus? He only knows it because he has the pasuk in Nida that establishes the halach of Machalik. So when the Gemara says for Rabbanan nami tepekle, meaning the Rabbanan try to justify the extra Achoso, the extra karis in Achoso by saying I need that l'chalik, the Gemara is saying I don't need that. That very halach of l'chalik is derived from Nida. So we're not talking about a special halach in Nida. And that's what the Gemara says, Enochinami. So the Gemara racks its brains and comes up with this joint achoso business. But the truth be, let's say a man has three sisters. Forget about achos aviv and achos imo, his aunties, right? He has three sisters. I don't know if anybody has three sisters. Anybody? Nobody. Okay. But there are plenty of people who are born into a family of girls, right? I have two sisters. But some people have three sisters. The man has a relationship with all his three sisters, correct? So there's no doubt in my mind that it's no different than a man who has a relation with five different nidos. You've got goof and mechalkim. Call it the same law, but it's goof and mechalkim. And nidah, it's also the same identical law, but it's goof and mechalkim. And as a result, the Torah establishes that you have to bring a carbon for each one of these goofim. Not like your case, Rabbi, where he has beer with the same nida multiple times. The attack is only chayv one carbon. But if he has beer with three different nidos, or five different, he brings five different carbonos, and if he has relations with five different sisters of his, he's going to be chayv five different carbonos. So even if I would grant you, in the wildest imagination of my dreams, that achoso and achos aviv and achos imo are nothing more than permutations of one same isur karis, namely achoso. But so what? If he had relations with three different achios, we would say that it's goof from a chalkin.
What's the next rule?
Yeah, I don't know. This also confuses me. The Gemara says pshita, hare gufi mechalkin, hare shemos mechulakin, which basically means that you have a double, you know, in a sense, you have two reasons why you should be chayav on kolachas v'achas. Number one is gufim mechalkin, which in my mind is an exact duplicate of nidos.
Maybe it's shemos mechulakin, if you have three sisters, it's the same, maybe
there's only one korban. What, Imam is three sisters? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, how do you read this? Is it A plus B or A or B? In other words, if it's gufim mechalkin and shemos mechulakin, right, then you're going to be in trouble with the case of nido, because he had beer with five nidos and he's bringing five korbanos, even though it's not shemos mechulakin. So that's why I think the Gemara is saying A or B, meaning there are two ways of reaching the same destination, the same goal, namely chiluk. You could have a mechalik because of gufim mechalkin, you could have a mechalik because of shemos mechalkin, where each violation has its own shame lav. In the case of achoso, achos ov, and achos imo, you've got a double, what's it called, like we call it title reisa, what do you call it in English? A double entendre, whatever it's called, right? Because, what's it called?
Jeopardy.
Double jeopardy, excellent. Thank you, Avi. Double jeopardy. On the one hand, you have goofy mechalkim, that itself is sufficient to be a mechalkim, as we saw in Nido. On the other hand, you have shemos mechulakim. It's like there's no reason in the world why I need karis b'achoso. And now we're back to square one.
Maybe you need both.
That Rabbi Yitzchok is right.
Maybe you need both.
So what are you going to do with five nidos? In other words, the case of nidos is five different nidos. That's clearly shemos echad, not shemos mechulak, but shem echad. You violate the same law of nido.
Maybe you go to one that yields more, like the highest number. It gives you two ways to do it.
I don't know. Okay, Rabosai. So again, we're about halfway through the sugya. This is a very profound sugya. And hopefully by next week we'll be able to finish it up. Okay, then?
Just take titles and just think back to this. I don't really see that such a big question. Like, the Gemara right afterwards, Elo, Chaybo, Achoshe, Kuachos, and
right, where there's no goof in the Chalkin.
They heard this answer. In other words, they said, I heard a rabbi say this answer. And then they say, wait, that doesn't make any sense. He must have said something else. This is what they literally heard.
No, but keep in mind, Jonathan, I think the next line in the Gemara is a beautiful, beautiful breakthrough. Again, I don't know if you have time. I feel a little embarrassed that we're going over time, but if you have one more minute, the Gemara, Ella, the Gemara says, why do I need karis b'achoso? It's l'chayv al-choso shi'achos ovish shi'achos imo, meaning it's one goof with three ervas, and all these ervas are lined up together as achoso, meaning you can't possibly have one woman who's your sister three times over. But what you could have is one woman who is at the same time your sister and your auntie from your father, your auntie from your mother. And that's called a Rishoy by Rishoy. We'll go through the case like a football. You don't have to work out the case. Rashi goes through it line by line. I'm glad we didn't get to it tonight, because it'll take a half hour just to get the case straight. But whatever it is, you have three different achos relationships in one woman. If he had beer with that woman, then it's very logical to assume that he'd only be high of one carbon. Why? Because it's not goofy mechalkim, you only had one beer with one woman. It might not even be shemos mechulakim, because all these belong to the same achoso. One could ostensibly argue that. And therefore, the Gemara is coming up in a case where I need achoso, because if I don't have achoso, I have no mechalik. My normal mechalkim, either A or B, namely goofy mechalkim or B, shemos mechalkim, do not apply in this case, and therefore I would certainly assume that one carbon is sufficient. And for that I need karis b'achoso. And the Gemara is so convinced of this logic that the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yitzchak, haminole. Rabbi Yitzchak is also compelled to use karis b'achoso to teach me this weird case, this way out, for a very rare case of Rishia by Rishia. Okay then? All right. Stop. Is there any chance that we have a minion?